We will call the Gates County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, March 4th, 2026 at 8:32 on the clock. Attendance by observation. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Adams, Claybaugh, Thiemann, and Dorn. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda.
Move to approve.
Second. Moved by Adams, second by Claybaugh. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. Four in favor, the motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion approved.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Claybaugh. Guess you're having to do something today with everybody gone over here.
I was looking for somebody else to do that.
Sorry for all the heavy lifting there. Any discussion on that? If not, please vote. Four in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items for equalization? Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slips numbers 9 and 10. These are Turk cases that have been settled. They will amount to under a couple thousand dollars difference on these, but these are just cases that have been settled and making corrections to the tax roll.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Adams, second by Dorn to approve the Turk correction slips numbers 9 and 10. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. Four in favor, motion carries. Ms. Milligan,
yes.
What do you have for us today? How's Beatrice reassessment coming? Have you heard anything on that?
Everything will be finalized by the 19th of March. Let's get a heads up for you. Mr. Stainer ran for county assessor in Kearney.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought it was Holt County.
No, Grand Island, sorry.
Hall.
Grand Island. I thought it was Holt, so Hall County.
Hall, yeah. He's worked there for 5 years.
Daryl or his son?
No, Daryl. Wow. His birthday's May 22nd.
Which would be what?
I don't think you can ask that. We'll just move on. But
so he'll finish this year, I think.
Anything we need to be looking ahead on for that? With Daryl being gone, he's been in your office almost every day. Is there anybody else?
He's not in there every day. He's there 5 days a month on a maintenance contract, and basically he will continue completely through this year because it doesn't end until December. So
the additional staff you have, is that going to work out where to be able to pick up the slack fine?
Yeah, Josh is very good about everything, so.
Outside the city of Beatrice, corporate limits, we did rural, the villages, rural properties, stuff like that. We kind of got through that last year as far as equalization hearings. Are you hearing anything? Or are you taking into account things for corporate city of Beatrice? Are you thinking there's going to be a lot more protests? Or are you handling them ahead of time?
No, because we sent them out May 31st. We can't do anything. We have March 19th is when everything's due to the county. And so then we send an abstract up, and they have to go through, the department will have to go through and write a report and opinion on every county. Then it goes on after that so many days, then it goes on to the Turk to see if we're in compliance with the level value. And then they let us know if we get called in to show cause or if we're fine with what they are. So last year we did small cans. Now, and Emily was in yesterday, we showed her some of the small towns are so low. Basically, we got to, you know, look at sales and stuff again. They're still, I thought they were stabilizing a little bit.
I talked to some folks by Adams, and I just didn't know if minor corrections, if you were taking care of that ahead of time. They had some.
Derek is looking at what they did last year. He's part of that, his group up there, because they're the ones who did the small towns.
Well, there's some pasture that's platted, but it's not filed, and they changed it over to lots already. And I said, well, that's a mistake. They can just do an administrative correction at the assessor's office for that.
Now what?
There's just an open piece of pasture that there's lots that were drawn for it, but it's never been filed or anything, so it's just open ground yet. And I asked them to come back in and talk to you because it's not technically lots until they're filed.
Who platted it? Do you know?
No one knows because it's not filed, so it doesn't exist until it's filed.
Well, if you buy a house, you still...
There's no houses on it yet. It's just an open piece of ground.
If you buy a house, you still legally own it, even if you're saying it's not recorded?
It's not recorded. It's not broken into lots yet. It's just a future planning.
Can I ask you, how is it being used?
As grass, as hay now. Just the same as it has been forever. Now, within the next year or two, they will file that and do a final plat, but they're just in preliminary
work now. I wonder how it got to us, then. Did NIPS pick it up as lots, or...
I think the Village of Adams is pre-planning, and so they kind of broadcast that to MIPS, and so they assumed it was platted already. Hopefully it is in the next year or so. Let's hope.
Yeah, we can look at that. But, I mean, it's as its use is doing right now.
It hasn't changed at all. And the way it is now, they can't change it just due to sewer, things like that. There isn't any infrastructure there. So, but in the future, I hope it is platted into lots. I think it's another possibly 8 lots there in town. And then if this works out, there's another development that could go across the road, which would be great for the village too. But yeah, I was just hoping people were coming to you ahead of time and trying to fix things.
Not a lot. But like I said, MIPS did go back and look at some of the small towns based on some of your protests last year. And so what they'll do is go back in and probably look at some that were for equalization. What Josh has always done, too, is a referee. And I would recommend, you know, that he really... I asked him for more days because counties will start hitting him up to be... You might need to talk about referees and stuff like that. But he could actually answer quite a bit of MIPS' stuff and his stuff. So Josh is doing all of the south as far as the acreages and the other homes. But MIPS is doing only Beatrice and then reviewing small towns.
Who would help Josh referee?
Well, Daryl will still be here. I think he might be campaigning, but we'll get him down for some days, like early on. Daryl ran for Hall County Assessor.
Any other questions for Patty?
Because he was one of the referees, especially in the commercial.
Thank you, Ms. Milligan. If there's nothing else for County Assessor, have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Anything else for equalization? If not, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:41.